Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Tonight we're gonna eat some nachos.
There you go.
Yeah. Welcome to the Tom and Frenchie podcast. What an intro.
What an intro. That song is a fucking banger. Don't know who sings it, but it is great. Hello to everybody.
Hello to our international itcheners, listeners. Konnichiwa.
Ichi ni san shi
goroku
hachi kunyu.
I think you missed one.
No, that's canoe.
That was close.
Canoes. Canoe. Kuju. Or whatever. Wait, is that a... That does sound a bit racist, doesn't it? Ichi ni san shi...
Goroku shichi hachi.
It's Kuju, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
They say Jew in there.
Jews.
You can't say that.
Jew is big in Japan.
Have you heard?
I think it's Mandarin. They say the N word is like, I think it's like or like while they're having conversations. So they'll be like,
what do they say?
Yeah, I can't say it, but they say it as like a type word. So it's in almost every sentence. You'll listen to them and you'll be like, ooh.
You can't find out that they're just speaking English.
those sneaky fellas.
They're faking all the Mandarin.
That's a good YouTube video. How to get away with hate speech. Pretend you're speaking Chinese.
Konnichi Jew.
I like that. That's good. What have you been up to, Frenchman?
Happy Monday, everybody. I just wanted to, first, before I tell you what I've been up to, I want to say hello to Sam.
Hello.
Everyone, Sam has earphones today.
I got a promotion.
Yeah. There were some people in our Patreon Discord saying, can you guys get these guys headphones? Because it's really annoying when they can't understand the songs and stuff.
And the soft mic in. They don't know how soft they're speaking.
Mm. Oh, I quite enjoy that though. Sometimes making you guys laugh, but then they don't know what... It's like a real enjoy. Like,
yeah, that is
it. We did throw around the idea of giving them earmuffs so they could hear less.
And then blindfolding us. And then keeping us in the basement.
It'd be like that, what is it, the Quiet Place film. You just wouldn't know what's going on.
Do you want to reenact that right now?
The Quiet Place?
Yeah.
I got some bondage
here. I think I feel like that'd be really good.
Oh, that's great podcast. For trying podcast. Not to make noise. We'll just be silent the rest of the podcast.
Yeah, we just fucking leave and then come back in 50 minutes.
How many people would stick around?
You need a sub audience.
If the podcast was 80 minutes long, you would have to skip through to see if we come back.
I like that.
It's like that prank where they sing behind the doors, a duet, and then people just leave.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's a TikTok.
I love all stitch-ups like that, where they get people to duck under the arms and stuff like that, and then they shut their eyes and then leave.
I hate it when they're fake, but I still watch it. I saw one the other day. It was like, not the Janoskins, but the TikTok's equivalent of them. Mm-hmm. These three sort of good-looking 16-year-old boys. They had cymbals. No, saucepan lids, which are essentially cymbals. They're kitchen cymbals.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes, thank you. And they were smashing them together and then they were doing like the duck under, instead of duck under the end, they duck under the saucepan lid. He smashes it above him, then smashes it below.
Right.
And then the last guy in line, he holds his head out to try duck and they just smash him twice with the saucepans.
That didn't translate to audio very well.
Can someone translate for me?
I'm trying to visualize it. It's just
okay, I'll act it out for you. Okay?
Thank you.
Sam, can you come here and you're going to be volunteer number one?
I'll talk through the action.
Okay.
I've got saucepans.
Frenchie's got his hands open.
Just do it slow.
Yeah. I've got saucepans.
I've got saucepans. And then you go,
oh, okay. So he's clapping either side of his head, above and below.
Right. You leave, and then the second dude comes in.
Second guy comes in.
Okay, he's clapping above and below his head.
Third dude comes
Third guy. Oh. Oh, yeah, bloody got me.
That is classic TikTok banter.
That is buns.
Don't say we don't treat you.
That is a stitch up.
Have you seen the latest trend that's been going around? You go to, it's just people going to
pulling their pants down and yelling, Willy, Willy, Willy.
No, that's the trend in your household. This one is they just look at someone, like their partner, and they go, you look like you can't swim. And getting their reaction, and people get really offended by that statement. They're like, what do you mean? They're like, that's one of the strangest things you've ever said to me. I can swim. And they get like super defensive. It's actually really funny.
Okay, do that to me. I want to see how I'd naturally react.
You look like you can't swim.
Well, because I got no arms or legs. Because I stepped on a landmine. Thanks for bringing that up.
I'm pretty sure starfish survive under the ocean. So I
they
think
don't
you
swim
would.
Though, do they?
That's true. No, you're right. They float.
Okay, now I'll do it.
Okay, now we're flipping
it. I'll do it,
it
to you.
You look like you float.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You look like you can't swim.
Who needs to swim when you just hold on to a little boy?
What does that even mean?
A boy, the things in the ocean.
Oh, do me.
Okay.
Oh, Sam, you look like you can't swim.
And you live in a warehouse.
Who needs to swim when you can just sink to the bottom and wait?
That's a predator. I like that. That's like a Chuck Norris joke or something. Chuck Norris doesn't sleep. He waits.
I would love to see that. Sam just grabs a big rock, sinks to the bottom, then just waits.
Mm.
And then we swim up to him and the bubbles come out. The subtitles are, what are you doing? He's like, waiting.
I feel like Sam's one of those guys who's trained himself to like breathe underwater for a long time. You know how some dudes do that? I feel like Sam's
look
that
like
dude.
Because he does rock climbing.
Maybe that's why.
I used to do this character called Super Brain Damage Man. And his whole thing is like, he could do everything that Superman could do, but it's like, it's just, he's like, I can stay underwater for a very long time and stay still forever. You know, like, I can jump off the top of tall buildings for up to 10 seconds. Three people going to die in a house fire. Oh, here he comes. Make it four. Like,
it's just like they've released like a feature film and it goes for like 3 minutes because he just dies.
He just dies.
That's good.
What year did you come up with this? Was it before political correctness?
No, it was like during it. That's
I like
why
the thing was peak.
It was
the
during
the
when
title
I was
changed.
Brave.
What was the original title?
It's a Mandarin word.
Oh, we had a good... first of all, let's talk about the Spotify year wraps.
Oh, guys.
So everyone who had Spotify, if you've been on there last week, they were having like wraps of the most listened to songs, type of genres you were listening to, best podcasts you've been listening to, how many hours you listened to.
How many hours is the one that blows my mind?
I think how many episodes was pretty impressive. How many episodes in a day we were kind of challenging our listeners on Instagram at Tom and Frenchie. And one person listened to 20 episodes of Tom and Frenchie in a day.
That's the
which
full
is,
day.
Which is literally the most you could listen to because that's probably 24 hours.
Do you think they left it on? Yes. Accidentally,
I think now they are super brain damaged, man.
Did they leave it on, or did we break into their house and tie them to a chair?
They're at the bottom of the ocean listening.
Because that's almost too many. Like, I want the streams, but I want them to appreciate each episode for what it is. So I feel like between episodes, take 10 minutes, get some sun. Get some sun, have an ice cream, then get back into
if
it.
If that's
you
what you're into.
Go straight through.
We have a lot of redheaded listeners, though.
Okay, don't get some sun then.
That's not even enough time for a wank break.
You well, do it during. No,
we encourage it during. We sometimes have special wank breaks during the podcast. We'll do one now, actually.
Yeah, actually, let me get up our wank song.
Get the music up.
You have a wank song.
And we say wank, but
Thomas the Tank
obviously we mean fingering too, if that's what you're into, for any ladies or guys who like to finger themselves. We say get yourself off break. And if you're, what's that word for people who aren't sexual? If you're asexual, probably skip this bit because it's going to get fucking hot.
Maybe meditate.
Yeah. Maybe. But here we go, here we guys. Go. Here we go.
Take out the tissues.
Ooh.
Get out the moisturizer.
light those candles, because it's time to go on a journey to orgasm land. And none of your friends are coming, because this is something you need to do alone.
Shut your eyes, pretend that you're an explorer. Your dick is Everest, and you're starting at base camp.
Hello, Edmund Hillary, you sexy old man. What are you doing here?
I'm going up. And once I go up, I go down.
First I go up, though. I'm going to summit your peak.
I've got more energy when I go up, but on the way down, I'm taking my time.
I am Edmund Hillary, New Zealand's first explorer, the first man to climb Everest, and I'm going to take you to Orgasm Town at the top of Everest.
Edmund Hillary makes me think of Hillary Swank when she was in that boxing film, and she punched and punched and punched. So punch your cock.
And died.
She hit her head on a stool. And as you will stick your finger in your stool.
Did she? That's what I was going to say. Was it a stool of poop?
So now you're beating your dick like it owes you money while fingering your stool.
Or you are beating your pussy like it owes you money. Beat whatever you have.
That's right. If you were born like a Ken doll, just rub the mound. Rub that mound. I don't know why I sound like Stewie all of a sudden.
Mounds make me think of termites and those little burrowers. Burrow in there. What would you like burrowing into you? Would it be Chris Hemsworth?
Ooh.
Would it be Richard Gere's hamster?
Ouch.
Would it be a candle of Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina juices?
And those are the candles we lit earlier, and it smells like pussy up in here.
Fishy fish fish fish.
I can smell old Brad Pitt's cum. They dated, I think.
Why not?
I think everyone would have came.
I think that
while
came
ago.
By
yeah.
Come by now. Sam, how was it actually being able to hear the backing music, Sam?
I heard it.
Yeah.
I did hear it.
Does it make more sense now? Or does
I've never
just
heard
it
in previous episodes. I like it more now. I used to just imagine what you were hearing.
Oh, man, that was nice.
Edmund Hillary sounded hot.
Mm.
He sounded... Have you seen photos? Oh, you have seen photos of him early? Like, he's like fucking fawn, like madman.
Well,
man,
you're
like
climbing up mountains, you're going to get a bit ripped, aren't you?
I feel like mountaineers were like the OG hot celebrities of the day.
Yeah, and back in the day when all men like combed their hair and shit.
Yeah, and they'll just
wore
leave.
Suits.
Their wife would be pregnant. They'll just leave, go climb a mountain,
and never come back. Good old days.
It's toxic masculinity climbing mountains. Mm. Oh, I've got to get the biggest. It's like phallic.
Yeah.
There's no celebrity who can get in the deepest cave,
the deepest valley.
Those Thai boys did it that time.
Maybe a woman should try and find the deepest cave.
I like deepest that. Cave, or I the like tightest cave. The really hard to get into.
The youngest cave.
Whoa, that's a different. That is a different thing. It is not
sending in the seals.
Sure about, not sure about that.
Oh, I like that.
No, of course you do, but I don't. One part of this podcast doesn't.
What about as a joke, instead of rescuing the Thai soccer team with Navy SEALs, just send in seals?
Or the
actual seal. Actual seals.
Kiss from a rose.
Don't worry, so the hungry. Seals are coming in.
Do you have any food? I bought a ball.
They got beach balls and shit.
Do you reckon that's
so
what
funny.
Originally happened to the singer Seal's face? Like, you know how it's all fucked
and
up?
And that's why he's called Seal.
No, you know how his face is all like scarred? From cave diving to save Thai boys.
Oh, I thought you meant he got attacked by a seal and that's why he
called
Seal. It was like
that's even
it
better.
It was like a full name he didn't want, and then he embraced it after he got bullied for a while.
Yeah.
There was a Twitter page that was a shark, like a big shark, and it only followed one. It had like hundreds of thousands of followers and only followed one person, which was Seal.
I like that. That's good. That's banter.
That is bants.
That's like KFC only follows 11 herbs and spices, like thyme and rosemary and stuff.
One of the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
That'd be a good prank to do the prank on Seal. Just be like, Seal, I don't think you can swim. Or you look like you can't swim. He'd be like, what do you mean? My name's fucking Seal.
I think that's racist if you say it to him.
Yeah, but can you speak
French? Well, because he's a seal.
You look like you can speak French.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
I reckon what they should do once in a while at SeaWorld, during the seal show, get real seal to just come out with a fucking beach ball on his nose.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to say SeaWorld. I thought it was like cunt world.
Oh, you were being respectful. Man, I thought you were going to say he was going to come out singing.
And then no, you want him to do the tricks like the seals do.
On the seal sing. I don't get it.
I don't think you're allowed to put balls on black people and make them dance. Tom, I don't think that's cool.
Yeah, you might.
Yeah,
be right.
That's not cool, Tom.
Yeah, my bad,
that's
my bad.
Cool.
Once in a while, I overstepped the mark and buddy did it again, didn't I, boys? So Frenchie had a big weekend.
Mm.
He went to a dog show.
I got to film with my friends. Oh, sorry, that one.
Yep.
Yes. Have you ever been to a dog show before, Thomas?
No. Is it one of those ones where they get prizes? Like, best in show?
Kind of, but it was like a sort of like a watered down version of that. I feel like that's like the climax. This is just like a run-of-the-mill weekend one. Like, so it's kind of, how do you describe it?
I went to a dog show in Thailand. Anyway, go on.
I'm trying to figure out.
Were there ping pong balls at this show too? Mm.
Yeah, have you been?
What's this Thailand dog show?
They have like different dogs and you choose which one you want.
To eat.
That's China.
No, it's like a pet.
To pat. Oh, the fuck. So I didn't know if he was making it up or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And then he wasn't?
Yeah. So you fucked a dog is what you're trying to confess here today.
Haven't you? Have you not? Anyway,
Frenchy might
have. Sorry for interrupting.
No, it's all right. It's just very. It's one of those ones because in Thailand and they've got like bird shows. Well, in the ping pong show, they put ping pongs up it. They put birds up it, fish up it.
I haven't seen that.
And I'm like, I haven't seen the. I don't. I hope they're not doing dogs because that's a.
That's where Tom got his two chihuahuas.
Yeah, they came out of a hose, out of a man.
He rescued them from a ping pong show.
Yeah, yeah. Went in like a seal diver.
I really like your dogs now. I didn't like
that's
them
good.
Before.
Yeah,
I didn't like them before.
They're good eggs.
So anyway, yeah. So I went to a dog show, and I use the word show a bit liberally. It was
like a convention, right?
Yeah, it was like a convention, but they still had like some fields set up. There were like caravans and shit, and people have their dogs in cages just waiting. They're all sitting in camp chairs. And then when it's their turn to go to the showground, there's like 8 showgrounds there,
right?
Which are just fields. They take their dog on a lead and it'll be like, oh, the corgi's turn. And all the corgi owners come up with their leads. And then number one runs it around the field and stops. And the dog stands there and just sort of poses. And
right.
You know how the owners run heaps awkwardly?
Yep.
Because it's like a half run.
And some of the owners look like the dogs, which is always good fun. Yeah.
A lot of them. And they all wear pantsuits like Hillary Clinton.
Oh, fuck. That's a vibe.
Yeah, they wear like professional gold pantsuits.
I would love to see you in a woman's pantsuit.
I would love to wear one.
Yeah. We should look into that.
Yeah, get me one. But it's like a weird culture where they all know everyone. So it's like they must go every weekend. Yep. And it's like, oh, no, she's a good shih tzu. That's top
of the range. It's like horse people all know each other. Dog people are the same. Yeah. Mm.
And I've never been to one. So it was kind of interesting.
So is the idea you go there and buy a dog or is it dog appreciation?
No, it's dog appreciation. And like they get awards for like, I don't know, best of each breed and shit like that.
Best
it was
bitch.
Just there was a breeder.
Best bitch.
There was a breeder there we're going to meet. Dog breeder.
That's what Frenchie calls women.
That's not true.
Not since 2014.
So we're going to talk to her about it and she fucking loved dogs. She was all about it. But sometimes...
Wait, she was at the dog show and she loved dogs?
But like...
Strange.
But like a bit like... You know how some people can only...
Relate
to dogs and not humans.
Dog whisperer kind of thing, but then human is like.
Nah, she was really great.
Like
she
when I went to the dog's birthday party, those type of people.
She was just exactly. She's got 11 at home or something, or 12 or something.
That's too many.
Nah, I reckon it's a soccer team. That's what you want.
That's an army.
A soccer team.
An army of dogs. An army of dogs would be sick.
Oh my god! Yeah. I've always wanted to have like 30 sausage dogs. Just
that would be funny.
Running through the wilderness.
What would be sick for the army of dogs is that each would have like a different role in the army. So you would have your frontliners where you're just sort of cannon fodder, and then you'd have your special ones to hold at the back.
Definitely
like
sheep
the horse
dogs.
Yeah. you'd hold them back.
Oh, those huge ones.
Those Great Danes.
And then you have your dog archers. Because
horses
on
never
the side.
Attack. Yeah, and then dog archers.
And then you've got cats strapped to the bigger dogs.
Oh, and then they jump off.
Yeah.
Oh, you know the ones that can jump, like the half wolf ones? You have them on the second row, so they jump over the chihuahuas on the front.
Like arrows, yeah.
Yeah, like.
And what dogs could go in the sewers and then come up through the sewers? Like
Definitely sausage dogs because they're long.
Oh, they're under subterranean. Mm. Actually, maybe like the bull mastiffs can throw in their mouth the sausage dogs. So they're like a torpedo.
Yeah, they make like a circular shape.
Yeah.
Where would you have the pit bulls? Would you have just them on your front liners?
Mm.
So it'd be like pit bull army going and they would sort of wear each other down. And then you could
definitely pit bull. Big shoulders.
Yeah.
Big mouths.
Broad.
Mm.
Maybe the sausage dogs make a ramp. Like they just keep building up to make like an actual ramp of sausage dogs.
I like
that.
And then you give little wingsuits to some of the other dogs and
they glide.
Wait. So kind of like Power Rangers. So the sausage dogs all come in to form one giant sausage dog.
I like that. Good Sanger man. And he's got a Bunnings outfit on. And he just takes giant shits on the...
Oh,
you'd need Rottweilers in there, like big fucking...
The amount
tear
I would
shit up.
Pay to get someone to make a dog fight army. Cartoon. It'd have to be cartoon because you wouldn't want you wouldn't want them actually to die or to see the blood. But like a cartoon one where it's like no one really... They just get like... Or maybe it's a dog army versus a human army.
Ooh.
It's obviously we could pitch to Chinese Netflix.
Yeah, let's get that. Let's get that money.
They might be okay with it.
Yeah, I think
get
they'd
that
be
dong.
Into it.
Let's get that yen, whatever they have over there.
My this is just because you said the word dong. My girlfriend had a doctor's appointment over the phone. The lady's name, Sandy Dong.
Okay, I was going to say.
Legit, Dr. Sandy Dong. So good.
Doctor makes it even better.
So
Dr.
good.
Sandy Dong.
My name is Dr. Sandy Dong.
Sandy
just
Dong.
Ducking down to the beach.
Sandy Dong.
Dr. Sandy Dong.
That's good.
It's so Australian, but then also, it's so good.
There's a lot good. So, why were you at the dog show? Yeah, you didn't say that. So, everyone's like, why the fuck was this guy at a dog show?
So, we're talking to a breeder, thinking about getting a dog, and she was going to be there with her dog. So, we were like, went and chatted to her. Is it going, Tim? Yep.
Did you have to, like, smooth talk her, like, grease her wheels?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm very good at
Did you see you and she was like, this guy's got into dog fighting.
Very good.
We cannot sell a dog to this man in good conscience.
You just got to drop some subtle things in.
Like
you get a picture of your dog on your phone, be like, oh, that old thing. Oh, that's my parents' dog. I miss him.
What happened to
silence.
Him?
They're the kind of questions you got to ask. Like, not be like, oh, how does this dog's vagina fit a human penis? That's not the right question.
Can you remove the teeth? Stuff like confusing.
Does it need all its legs?
How many wheels, what size wheels would you put on it?
If I cut its legs off and strapped it to a couple of other dogs, do you think I could make a person?
Have you seen the human centipede? I want to do that with dogs.
Yeah, so that's not what to do.
Oh, you're going to do that.
Perfect, perfect example. Give the yep, that's pretty much the opposite of what we do. But sometimes they have the ones, you know where they do obstacle courses?
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have it this time, so it was
quite
a boring
like jumping
show.
Over things.
So they just walk out, they say hello.
They sort of trot around with them, they do this awkward run with them, then they just stand there and the dogs just look all sexy, they do all poses and
stuff.
Do you
think the dog knows it's going to be sold? Does it know?
They don't get sold. This isn't a slave auction.
Not all of them get sold. No. It's just
some
like
get put down.
It's just they were seeing a breeder. They don't get put down
they
either.
Don't. This is just like, hey, this is the best you can
get.
Best. And you're like, I want one of
those.
There's
no punishment for
off.
If they don't win. What are you?
So, you ate dog?
No.
Okay.
After that, though, I went filming with my friend Tom Armstrong. We filmed a video, guys. It's happening. And Sam was there.
I got a cheeky line.
That sounds like a drug reference.
Yeah.
Cheeky line.
I was a bit late, wasn't I?
Yeah, Sam was 2 hours late to a shoot that
two
went
and
for
a
2 hours.
I think.
Yeah.
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 It's a bit of a Well, I had that sleeping problem the night before.
What was it?
I live in a warehouse and a giant huntsman spider crawled into my room and then I couldn't find it. And then I spent 3 hours fighting it.
Was this like eight-legged freaks? How big was
it? What weapon did it have? Because you said you were fighting it, like I'm visually.
Well, it ran on top of these glass bottles that I have, so I couldn't hit it. So I tried to move
my
away.
Precious antique bottles.
Yeah,
no, not the glass bottles. I love the glass bottles.
I dug them up with my bare hands.
This one's my favorite.
What? I got old bottles. What's wrong with it? I scuba dive alone and get old bottles from Sydney Harbour.
They used to keep milk in this one.
This one's just a run-of-the-mill Coke bottle.
This is just a Coke bottle from yesterday.
Are you turned on yet?
How do you pick up chicks?
But these are return and earn. 5 cents a pop.
I scuba dive in Sydney Harbour to find these old bottles to sell for 5 cents.
Is it weird to collect old bottles?
No.
I dig them up myself. Like, I dig underwater.
Really?
With the sand. Yeah, I used to get electrocuted a lot by num rays in the harbour.
Num rays?
Yeah, it's electric stingray.
Isn't that how Steve Irwin died?
Nah, that
digging
was
for bottles?
Bull ray. No, he was num rays. National hero.
So well, it's just not a regular one.
It's like a small stingray that is electric, like an electric eel.
Like a Pokemon. It sounds like a Pokemon.
Yeah, it does.
And it's attracted to sand clouds. So when I used to dig when I was scuba diving, trying to get these old bottles, it would swim to the sand cloud. I'd get electrocuted. But I didn't know that existed. So I'd pass out.
Oh, shit.
Put my regulator back in, go back in. Then I saw it, didn't know what it was. Took a photo, went online, found out this thing exists. Only fact I found is it can open its mouth wide enough to eat a penguin, and that's why they're electric. They electrocute penguins and swallow them whole.
Oh, my God. I told you he could fucking hold his breath underwater.
Yeah, he's a holding breath underwater guy.
Sink it. And collect.
Yeah, sink and wait. I will wait.
Have you ever come underwater? Anyway.
Looks like a sea cucumber, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. So anyway, you're battling the spider.
I went different. First weapon, I threw my phone at it, which was a problem because the torch was on. And so once I lost it, I lost all light, which made me more scared.
Oh, no.
And then I threw a pillow at it.
Not the pillow you sleep on.
Which was a mistake because then it went on the pillow and then it went in the pillow.
Oh, no.
And so I threw the pillow, it came out and then ran into my warehouse, which, as you know, is plenty of spider places to hide.
Absolutely.
This is like one of those ones where like I wanted to make fun of you. I'm like, well, you were 2.5 hours late because you're with a spider. But if anyone's had a spider in their room before they're going to sleep, you know you can't possibly sleep because you don't know where that spider's going
to
go. Yeah, I had the exact same thing happen to me.
I'd probably try and sleep standing up. That'd be an option.
Constantly moving
because there's less of your body on the ground.
Okay.
Now you made me feel bad because I felt like such a loser. And then the next day you were like, nah, that's fair, mate. I had that happen. You said the one on the ceiling.
I still made it to the shoot, but yeah.
Yeah.
No. It happens. It happens. I love that you're battling it. Was it 3 hours you're battling it for?
Yeah, because it walked over some fucking garbage bag and then so I heard it. I thought it was a mouse. Like, it's a spider.
You can hear it?
I heard it from like 10 meters away.
Fuck, that's a big spider.
So I heard something rustling around. So I was like, oh, there must be like a rodent. So I kept looking around, couldn't find anything. So that was the first hour, was hearing it on plastic bags. And then it walked. It's like, dude, it was literally bigger than my hand.
It didn't ruin the antique plastic bag, so did it?
Oh, not the bottles. Not my plastic bag
not
collection.
The plastic bag.
Yeah, it was. It actually spoke to me. It was like, yeah, shit collection. I've got a better one.
I'm going to build a wooden ship in this bottle.
But yeah, we shot a video that'll be out later in the week.
Yeah, we hope.
Very good.
Very good.
Classic.
Classic.
Return to old format. Some might say.
Oh, little teaser there, Tom. Little teaser. Throwback video.
Throwback Thursday.
Throwback Thursday. And just on the video notes, I also am filming a Thompson's this week. You've all wanted it. It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. It's coming back. Are we sponsored by anyone this episode?
Absolutely,
Let's
guys. Let's talk about our sponsor. Breakfast Shirts. Breakfast Shirts have an amazing selection of amazing shirts and shorts that you can wear to breakfast or to lunch, if that's what you're into.
You can wear them anywhere. There's actually not a rule.
Because breakfast is all day.
Oh, and they're such good clothes. You will want to wear them anywhere.
That's right.
And everywhere.
They've got a limited edition Tom and Frenchie shirt, which has our heads and our heads on pills. Frenchie's got some of the shorts. He's got some avocado shorts, which is a breakfast favorite. Girls love avocado. Boys love avocado.
Very comfortable shorts.
Even if you're a vegetarian or a meat eater, everyone likes avocado.
Yeah, that's the best. I would say the best green food there is.
That's a good point.
Controversial, but I've said it. And no, I think that's right. Breakfast shirts, clothes are the best clothes in the world.
That's true.
Controversial? No. Nope,
that's justified. And they also have an amazing range of Christmas shirts. So if you've got a Secret Santa, some shit like that, you've got a cousin you got to buy something for, you got an uncle.
Yeah.
Just buy them some breakfast shirts. It's a good laugh. Shirts. It looks nice. They can wear it on Christmas Day. And use the promo code Tom and Frenchie and you'll get bloody 10%
off. 10%
off? I know. What is this?
What?
Bargain. Bargain City. Bargain. Go to breakfastshirts.com and use the promo code Tom and Frenchie. Hit them up on Instagram at breakfastshirts. And bloody thanks for being a sponsor. They've been with us from the start. One of our favorite people. One of our favorite shirts.
One of our favorite everything. Breakfast shirts. There we go. That's loud. Mm-hmm. That was loud.
That was a loud harp to just wake everyone up.
Wake everyone up. Breakfast shirts.
Breakfast shirts.
I did actually have a few Secret Santas to buy, and I bought Tom and Frenchie breakfast shirts. I just wanted to wear my head.
What should I get? I've got... Oh, I don't think they'll listen. I've got a cousin who's 15. What do I buy him for Secret Santa?
How much do you have to spend?
$20 to $30. Pretty cheap, the old family.
What's he into?
He's from the country. I was thinking it'd be funny to give him something crazy like nunchucks and just be like, who bought him that? That's so irresponsible.
Oh, because he won't know it's from you.
Well, it's Secret Santa.
Yeah, but usually you know. But if you guys actually can keep a secret, that's great. Yeah, I think nunchucks. Well, that's completely different. I thought he might know because you ask people, what does Bradley want?
I think if it's too obvious, if it's too weird, they'll probably know it was me.
They're going to know it's you. Yeah. But yeah, nunchucks.
You got to get him something fucked. But that he thinks is from somebody else.
Yeah, I like that.
Like a subscription to like a feminist magazine. Like a 15-year-old boy.
Yeah,
they're perfect.
Just like a signed photo of his dad in Speedos.
Oh yeah, that's
like funny. Framed.
Yeah,
like
signed that. By Seal.
But I'll write from your hero. Seal. And he'll be like, "What, Dad?"
No, make him a mixtape.
With all sexual,
no idea who it's
all
from.
Sexual songs
he'll
about.
Have no idea who it's from.
But I've sung all the songs. I'm like, give your cousin a chance.
No.
So creepy.
No.
That's pretty funny.
No.
All right. What else? Oh, I reckon we should get into some quick hitters.
Quick hitters.
So if you don't know
gentlemen.
What they are, this is our little topics. We're trying to get on TikTok because we're hip like that. And so we've got some short discussion topics that we're going to try and smash out our thoughts on very fast. Are you ready, Frenchie?
I am ready. I'm trying to find them too. I'm going to start it off for you, Tom.
Okay.
Here we go. Should men get circumcised?
Definitely not. I'll tell you why. Some people say it's a hygiene thing.
Mm.
Are you going to cut off your butt cheeks?
What?
Exactly. That's ridiculous. Same thing with cutting the end of your penis off. It makes no sense. You just pull it back and wash it. You don't have to cut your ass off because there's a bit of a cavity, you know?
I thought it was a religious thing.
A lot of people say it's a hygiene thing. That's true.
Is it?
Why are you looking at me like that? It's a fucking fact.
I didn't know. I think it just seems unnecessary. It's like a reverse boob job. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Who's got that much dong? They're like, oh, I'll give that to charity.
Yeah, nobody.
Mm. Unless they're selling it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, if you can
money.
If you can make use of it, your girlfriend's like, I don't have a hair tie. I lost my hair tie.
Perfect.
Snip.
Okay, should we still listen to Michael Jackson?
That's a tough one because he does have great music.
No, that's the answer. We can listen to his music, not his messages.
Yeah,
not his actions.
If you ever heard him do a speech or something, maybe disregard his opinions
he
a bit
fucked.
He used
to do motivational speaking. Don't listen to that, but his music's still not too bad.
Yeah.
I think we've actually got some audio of one of his speeches. He was speaking in front of a leaving school year 12 ceremony, and it's coming now.
Oh, thank you, my precious little babies. I've come here to talk about graduation, or what I call it. I act like it's a funeral because once you guys graduate, you turn 18, and I don't want anything to do with you.
Michael, please keep it on track. They're just leaving school. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. Is anybody in the grade below or the grade below that? I am more interested in talking to you. Hit me up on MySpace. slash Mackie Mac.
That was a very old recording of Michael Jackson in 2003, back when MySpace was... Wasn't he dead then? When did he die?
He didn't die before MySpace, I'll tell you that for free.
He's not dead?
No, he is dead.
Oh.
Oh, he's definitely dead.
Was he circumcised?
Great question. I think he actually...
I'll ask Macaulay Culkin.
Do you reckon when he made himself white, he also shrunk his penis to really sell it?
Yeah. Yeah, you know how... Yeah, you know how Macaulay Culkin was the first kid he ever
hung out with?
Was that because he saw the movie Home Alone? He goes, there's no one home.
This is my chance. I think you're onto something.
The status.
Yeah.
What about instead of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Honey, I Shrunk my Penis?
I like that. I like that.
That'd be a good film too.
All right, here's one.
Yep.
Is it okay to break up with someone before Christmas to save money on gifts?
Don't tell them that.
I think that's a strategic move and you're going to do well in chess.
I think, yeah, that's a chess move, not a checkers move.
Well, I mean, if you're going to break up, come the new year, you might as well just get it over and done with before you spend money on presents.
And then if you want to get back with them, you got to wait till like February 15th. And
that's right.
If they've got a birthday in January, that's perfect.
Yeah, because you're smashing out a lot of holidays.
Yeah, Christmas, New Year's, birthday in January, Valentine's Day, pick back up for your birthday.
Easter, chocolate, that's cheap. Mm. That's cost efficient.
Mm. That's how Gary Vee actually started.
Is it?
Yeah.
I actually have a recording of his motivational speech.
Do we?
Yeah. Let me just get up the backing track.
Is there a backing track for it?
Yeah. You know how he always does those social media videos and it's always got like the motivational music behind it?
Ah, I've seen a few of them.
Oh, no. I'm writing in the wrong language into... Okay, here we go. This could...
Hey, what's up, guys? Gary V here. You want to save some money? You want to be a baller like me? Buy Pokemon cards and collect old bottles. Old bottles in your apartment, in your warehouse. Collect them and don't let any spiders on them, okay? That's what you got to do. If you have a partner coming into Christmas, dump her ass. Dump her ass.
Yeah.
Because you don't need that. There's an old man coming down the chimneys. You can bang him. That's a free bang. Leave him some milk. Leave him some cookies. And fuck Father Christmas. Tie him up. You can do whatever you want to him. He's not going to tell no one. Who's going to tell the elves? Get whatever fetish you want out of the way. Suck on his feet. And you don't have to buy a present. Yeah, that too. But and you get to fuck Father Christmas. Come to my house. We'll all do it. I'll tie him up. We'll share him. We'll share him together.
Wow, that was a rare clip we just heard. That was Gary Vee on relationships.
Do you reckon there's actually anyone that's old enough to want to fuck Santa Claus but's young enough to actually believe in him?
Oh, that is a confusing question.
Oh, yeah, that's meta. That's deep as
shit.
But
there has to be someone that's like, so I old, want to fuck Santa.
So sexually aware enough as a young person to know... That they're into...
No, but like old people still believe in stuff that's probably not true.
Okay, yeah. You reckon?
Jesus. Yeah,
because when you
do.
What if they're not receiving gifts from Santa after the age of 18?
Oh, you're saying that's so Santa.
Then they'll start cluing in, won't they?
Yeah, but maybe they'll stay up one night, you know, on Christmas. To
Okay. Santa. I'm going to go with 14.
Santa doesn't fuck much. He'd be a lazy fuck. You can tell by how big he is. Frenchie. It's weird that he's fat, but also thin enough to get down the chimney.
Oh,
there's
Santa.
A lot of confusing things.
Xander. I was going to say Santa.
Xander's definitely thin enough to fit down a chimney.
Doesn't believe in Santa that wants to fuck Xander. What?
Santa. Okay.
Frenchie.
Yes.
What do women want?
I was going to ask you the same thing. And that's a very broad question. I think women want the same as what anyone wants. Men want to. Mimco bags,
Mimco
Supre vouchers. You mean for Christmas? Dogs, Law and Order, SVU reruns. I don't know.
I like
what
this segment. Frenchie tells you what women want.
Well, you need to be more specific. For Christmas, I can answer that.
In life,
Mate, all women are different. You can't just put them in one pigeonhole. Did you think you could?
Bloody got him.
Oh,
bloody got him.
Well, you say pigeonhole because you think all women are teachers.
Pigeons.
Pigeons. So I thought they were all pigeons. All right. Okay. Are ghosts real?
I personally don't believe in ghosts, but I like to think that they are because it's kind of cool. What do you reckon?
That was the most non-answer ever. Take a stand, Tom. Yes or no?
No.
There we go.
I said no.
No.
You got to give an opinion too.
They are. I've definitely seen documentaries about them. There was Casper.
Okay, yep.
Yep, he was a ghost. What's some other ghosts?
The other documentary, The X-Files.
X-Files.
Yep.
Boom.
True.
Boom.
Yeah. Mm.
I believe in ghosts. I want to come back as a ghost.
Mm.
Can't get cancelled.
Would you be the same as a ghost, or would you try to reinvent yourself to be a cooler ghost? You know, like when you leave high school and you're like, I'm going to be different at uni. Cause
I just scare the shit out of people same constantly. Ghost.
It would be fun. I do like pranks.
You can't have sex as a ghost. So you just like, that's how you get your kicks. You scare people, haunt them.
Yeah. Louis C.K. must have thought he was a ghost because he wasn't trying to have sex. He was just jerking off from a distance like a ghost would.
I know what a sick thing would be. A good prank to do as a ghost is when people open their milk and smell it to check it's in date. You breathe on them, so they'll get like a weird smell. And then
I thought you were going to go with fart. That would have been heaps funnier.
No. I'm not a hack ghost. Yeah. I'm like a... That's the hack move. Sorry, yeah. Tom.
I guess your breath is pretty farty anyway.
And so then they never know if their milk's in date or not.
Okay.
I'd go in bathrooms, and then when guys come in to piss, I'd be like, you've got a small penis.
Oh.
And then they go out, they'll tell their friends, like, oh, just a ghost spoke to me. And so what did he say? They'd be like, oh, nothing.
Oh. I'd you know how people are like, oh, I just walked through something cold. There was like a ghost there.
Oh, yeah.
I'd do that, but for every time a guy showed his flaccid penis when he first got into a relationship, I'd do a cold breeze, so it's just a bit smaller.
Oh, that's...
It's a real meta joke, but yeah.
I like it. Meta's good.
Yeah.
Meta. That's not meta. That's just really mean.
Yeah, that one too.
But you're a ghost. You don't have feelings. You don't care. You've been wronged.
We've been wronged, ghosts.
Because that's how you become a ghost. You don't get to like choose. It's because you've got unfinished business.
True. Do you reckon
like
when
like a poker machine that hasn't featured, you're like, I'm going to come back and it's going to feature. I'm not going to stop playing until it does.
That's the addiction speaking.
You're kind of like a stalker, really. You kind of, do you know what I mean?
Do you reckon when you're a ghost, you're... How you are when you died or when you're at your peak? What do you reckon you look like as a ghost?
Or do you reckon you get like semi-translucent kind of...
It's when you died. It's definitely when you died. So I wanted to make a joke about it, but it's...
So if you were in like an explosion, like pieces.
Yeah, chest pieces. Your hands 50 meters away. It's awesome.
Yeah, isn't there that ghost in Harry Potter that can pull off his head because he got like decapitated?
I'm not sure you're the...
What if you're just really small?
Like nearly headless Nick. Yeah, it's like hanging by like a skin.
I'm still got a head.
Yeah. It'd be funny if ghosts, like the scale didn't work. Like you come back, you're like 3 inches high.
Like a little Tinkerbell ghost.
A little Tinkerbell ghost.
Do you think all ghosts, when they come back, first thing they do is go to like the pottery places?
Yeah, look for hot chicks.
This is where we go.
And trick them into thinking it's the husband.
I'm Patrick Swayze.
You're like, hang on, that's not Patrick Swayze. And it's just like,
yeah,
I love them hands.
The man's okay.
Too far?
Okay.
All right, what else we got?
Oh, I know this next one.
Kissing with eyes open or eyes closed? What's the go?
What's the etiquette?
Well, what do you think?
I think it depends. If your friend's around, you go eyes open.
Because I remember this very specific time. Frenchie was in a nightclub and he was making out with a chick but staring directly at all us boys. And it was it still haunts my dreams. He's okay. Like, look what I'm doing.
Okay, A, I wanted to make sure you saw because I was pretty happy myself because you was quite attractive. B, I thought if I was doing something wrong, you could give me tips and be like, you know what I mean? Like, stop crouching over that much. You look a bit hunchback or something like that.
True.
Really hot side of face. So I was like she's putting makeup on that ear for a reason. You know what I mean? She wants me to look at it. But what if she was doing over my shoulders to her friends going, should I be hooking up with this guy? And they're going, fucking no.
True.
You know what I mean? That's why girls should open their eyes too.
I'd like to see from her POV what she was looking at. That's deep.
Do you want to?
Actually,
if you always lean that way, I don't have a hot side of face. What, have you never opened your eyes when you're making out?
I have, but it's not a go-to.
Well, it's not a go-to. It's just if I think people around,
Yeah, I just wanted to hear you tell that story.
I'm not ashamed.
I close my eyes and cry.
Oh, my God. But the tears don't escape.
Drip the tears on their face.
I can feel too.
But also, here's the other thing. Sometimes I open my eyes because you always got to be aware for like danger, terrorists, fires.
True.
So if we're making out, we're lost in it because I'm an amazing kisser, yeah?
Yeah.
Hypothetically.
My eyes open as well. You got eyes open, mine are closed.
I'm with a girl. Okay.
Well, hypothetically, it's me.
Hypothetically.
My eyes are closed.
Yeah, your eyes are closed.
And I don't know if someone's kissing me, but I'm like, oh, someone's kissing me now.
Okay, let's say it's a full make-out party. Everyone's making out.
Make-out party.
Yeah, whatever.
I've never been to one of those.
Shut up. It happens. Probably. I wasn't invited either, but there might have been one. Everyone's making out. Everyone's got their eyes closed.
Yep.
Robber could just come in, rob everyone, because they all got their eyes closed. No, I got my eyes open. That's a good point. I can go, robber. I'd probably stop making out for
you're
a bit.
You're defending the perimeter.
There's a robber defending the perimeter. Or someone comes in with an AK. I'm like, AK 47.
You got to rotate
like,
as well.
Yeah. You got to be like a dog and have one eye open. You know, they kind of sleep with one eye open.
Yeah.
So you're just like.
But it would be like I do think, looking back on that night, fortunately, I don't think she did, but if she did, like, open her eyes and look and saw mine. Just
yeah,
like
terrifying.
How bad is it when you open your eyes? So I close my eyes. When you open them and they're looking at you, it's so much. Mm. It's too much.
You almost scream. And yeah. That's
a. Yeah. I don't like when people look at me where I don't know they're looking. You know what I mean?
Mm. Mm. It is funny.
Yeah, it's stalking. Not many people like that. If someone's looking at you and you don't know they're looking.
Yeah, but when you're kissing, that's why it's weird. Like, it's weird to be, like, fully into the kiss and then they're just, like,
but also, I think it's a compliment, in a way, because I'm saying, you are so attractive. I want to see if my friends are seeing this because I cannot believe you'll even make out with me. So that's really... If I don't open my eyes, you know, I'm just like, oh, I hope no one sees this. That's rude.
I'll tell you what's funny. When you see those dudes who are like full into a makeup, but they're like high-fiving dudes and shit, like in a nightclub. That's something French would do, that face he just pulled. 100% he's done that. Look at that.
The worst.
I'm usually the one high-fiving. Him or her, it doesn't matter. I'll be there behind and go, yeah.
Just kissing your mates, high-fiving them.
Like crying.
That reminds me of when I was in Spain, and it was when Running of the Bulls was on. This was like 10 years ago. And we went through this park at night, and there was all these like Sudanese guys in a circle, and I was a bit drunk. I was like, what are they looking at? And they were watching a couple fuck behind a hedge. And then one of them put up his hand for a high five for me, and I had to commit. But that was strange.
Strange.
That's like the movie. Was it the movie Over the Hedge? Was it like that?
Yeah, that's what it's about, actually.
Make out body.
Good. So you just high-fived and walked off, or did you stand for a bit? Was there an etiquette thing where you have to stand, enjoy, revel in the high-five?
I might have given it a beat, like at a stop sign when you know you can just go through, but you don't want to get in trouble, so you stop for a second.
Did you know much Spanish at this stage?
I go, ¿Dónde está pumping?
It didn't make sense. Where is the pumping?
Yeah.
You know where it is.
Yeah, it was right there. It was ironic.
Just quick before you go to the next one. If you guys ever hear people having sex in like another room, like whether it's like a housemate or you're at someone's house, you hear that, do you acknowledge it? Like, do you make like a woo, or do you just let them? Like, do you engage with it at all? Like, if it's way too loud,
definitely not.
Do you like hit the wall or
wait?
Like, I feel like
after I've come or before. No, I'm not going to cock block. Do you cock block them?
No, I'm just
he might have done a cheer.
You have. You've done it, but a cheer's a
keep
cock
it
block.
Down. Keep it down.
Start applauding and.
You wait till they finish. When they finish, you can do that. Oh, we had one similar when we were sitting out the front. It was like a Mardi Gras night, 10 p.m. It was we had these this chick across the street brought a dude back. They were sitting on the porch. They were on their front porch making out. Me and two of the boys were there, sitting just having a quiet beer, watching them. They're making out for like 10, 20 seconds. She kneels down and starts sucking his dick.
Whoa.
No hands either, so we could see like the
no
shape.
No hands?
Yeah, like you know how they put it behind the back.
Oh, wow.
So we could see all the shape. And that in that instance, because it was on the street, we were like, you get on the mic, which is like a thing we used to say.
Get on the mic.
And she looked suitably embarrassed and he was just
fair enough.
You always tell me to get on the mic.
Get on the mic.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Get on the mic.
That's funny, man.
I think we've probably done enough of these topics. We need to talk about the big news of the day.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Just when you think the boxing for YouTubers is going to die down. You're like, okay, Jake Paul.
Yep.
Beat an NBA player. We've had enough of that. Mm-hmm. No. Logan Paul somehow organized a fight with one of the greatest boxers ever to box, Floyd Money Mayweather.
That's insane.
What in the fuck?
Surely he's going to die.
Surely they've made some backroom deal where... But Floyd's not like a knockout king. He's more like a...
Just bash you for ages.
No, like he's like a really technical boxer where he'll dodge and sort of wear you down. Like I'm sure he can knock Logan Paul out. But I think Logan Paul's a lot bigger than him too.
Is he a heavyweight, light heavyweight, Logan Paul?
Yeah, he must be.
He's pretty big. He's not a heavyweight, he looks big. But like, he would be heavy, yeah.
Do you want to have... Oh, I'll look at the...
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I was like, obviously it's for the money. Like it's going to get a lot of people watching because I want to watch that. But it's a strange choice. Like I'd go up against Floyd Mayweather in a spelling bee. But not a boxing match.
I think there's a lot of things. Yeah, actually, you're right. What would we versus Floyd Money Mayweather in?
Spelling bee. Because he literally can't... I think he can't read or write.
A maths challenge. Yeah, I'll go maths challenge.
Any quiz.
Hailing a taxi competition.
Being comfortable with Mandarin.
Oh,
no,
that
didn't work.
The language,
yeah.
Not the fruit.
Not the fruit. He might not like it.
Finishing school competition. Oh, no, it would be even.
True.
So, Floyd, he has done an exhibition match with his Japanese kickboxer where they did sort of half similar rules. It was like boxing, but it was only like a couple rounds.
Right.
But I'm worried that they've made some secret deal where like Floyd's not going to go as hard on him.
Surely.
Like I want, if Logan Paul doesn't get knocked out, I'm not going to be happy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, surely he's going to get smashed. When is it? Do we know when it is?
February 4th, 20th, around then.
Do they know the prize purse?
There'll be a split. So it'll be, they don't know exactly what it'll be because it's, you got to, the cost $26 now, but close to the final cost like 70. Like it's going to keep going up and up. And wow. It's they'll do a split, so Floyd will get like 80, Logan will get 20 or something like that.
Fuck.
It's getting crazy, this celebrity boxing.
Mm, I reckon Frenchie should verse Anthony Mundine. I'd go. I think that'd sell some fucking tickets.
That's the Australian equivalent. You are the Logan Paul of Australia.
Get
we say
knock
that.
The fuck out so quickly.
It would be very entertaining. That'd sell tickets. Fuck yeah, guys! We're putting it on.
I'll sing the national anthem in the first round, just to twink him.
It'd hurt you.
Oh, bro. But okay, here's my prediction for this, guys, and this is exactly what's happened. Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather have already met. This is what Floyd and Conor did. They've had secret meetings and gone, we are going to be shameless about promoting this, about pretending how much we hate each other. Mm-hmm. We will do all these fucking stunts. We will set up all this crazy shit. And by February 20, because Logan Paul's a good marketer, he's going to be like, fuck, he hates him. Someone's going to get killed.
Yep.
You'll buy it. Fight will end like KSI, like Conor McGregor. They'll hug and be like, oh, wait, they were friends after all. They were just selling a fucking boxing fight.
Yep, so I agree.
Stay tuned for that.
I think you're right. I think it's also kind of like an act of desperation from the boxing world as well.
Yeah.
Because they're losing people to MMA.
True.
And this is the way they're trying to bring it back, you know?
True. MMA is so much more engaging.
Well, they don't have the personalities anymore, boxing. They don't, because the whole good thing about boxing in the 90s and 2000s was they were
big names,
Mike Tyson.
Biting ears off and shit.
Yeah, that's what we want to see.
We want to see them break the rules.
But they were the stars and you were like watching the person, not just the sport, you know what I mean?
Mm. And they've changed the rules
cultural.
In UFC now to be more like stand-up striking. It doesn't suit, like, because originally it was like a lot of jiu-jitsu.
Guys, they
go to the ground. It's not very fun to watch.
Yep.
They've changed the rules so that people get to stand up more. So it's favoring like boxers. So it's like, UFC is just better because it's mostly boxing plus a bit extra.
UFC is so fucking smart, man, with their marketing and just everything. It's so much more of a cultural thing than boxing anymore. It's crazy. So, yeah, boxing, it's good. But they didn't even start this, the boxing federations, because they're so divided. There's like three different ones or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually the YouTubers who brought people back to the sport of
boxing.
Crazy,
yeah. Why not? Yeah. All right, next news. A leaked sex tape allegedly featuring Jay Alvarez was brought to public attention by Logan Paul and his mate on the Impulsive podcast.
Mike Magic.
Yeah.
Do you know who Jay Alvarez is?
So that's him, the next bit.
I know who he is. I'll just say quickly. He's possibly...
So he's a male model, travel blogger and surfer.
He's like a really hot guy. You'll look at his Instagram and be like, that's a really hot guy.
Okay. Yeah. So he...
Should I look at it now?
Yeah.
I've got the video to show, but yes. We won't show you guys. You have to look at us.
We're going to watch some porn.
What's that?
You'd kiss him with your eyes open?
We're going to watch some porn. 100%, bro. He'll
you wouldn't want to miss... Oh, I don't want to miss a thing. So...
And it's a bit romantic, shun your eyes, don't you think? Especially for a girl you just met at a club. It's pretty romantic.
That is romantic.
Eyes, you know what I mean?
Girls like a bit of romance, Frenchie.
That's true. I've got to be more romantic.
Okay, so this is apparently with a Russian model who's got 6 million followers on Instagram. This is who the sex thing is. And I want to see your thoughts because it's allegedly a leaked tape. But the way it's shot, it's obvious that it was going to be released somehow. Like, it's professionally edited. Yeah. It's shot like fucking, what's that movie? 50 Shades of Grey, like that style. It's like color graded and shit.
Brad Pitt's
so
in it.
Yeah, Brad Pitt's in it.
So it's not just some like little POVs.
No, it's not like a Snapchat porno.
It's narrated by Morgan Freeman.
In, then out. In, then out. Yeah, he says that a lot. Let's see. I got a clip. Not sure if the music's copyright, but we're just going to have to
turn it down. We can, because we can talk about what's going on anyway. We don't need music.
It's kind of funny.
Okay, we'll keep a little bit in.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Okay, this is an ad.
For our new listeners to the podcast, we don't always look at porn on this. Okay. Yeah, I see what you mean. Real quick cuts. There's a professional cameraman in there. They're in the shower now. Making out
hard.
You see some. He's going down on her a little bit.
Grabbing
still got
some
a G string on though. So
it's not. It's not. This is the start.
Oh, this is the
builds
start.
Into it. It goes full.
Okay, yeah.
There's one interesting bit coming up.
We can see her titties. She got some big fakies. She's Russian.
So here we go. Now he gets out the coconut oil and puts it in a kettle.
Was this a sponsored post by coconut oil?
He put it in the
kettle.
Like,
this was a brand
kettle,
deal. Then he put it
and
in
then
anus,
poured it on her asshole.
Into her anus. No, that was in the hole.
Yep, that's how you get a yeast infection.
No, you want to drink that coconut milk, bro.
He's now drinking he's, it out of her now.
Now he's licking that pussy, little fingering too. Now he's eating the butthole. Yeah, bar. Now she's on him. She's very... Oh, he's got the curve. His penis is looking left. They're doing a lot of stuff. It's quite quick cuts.
But see what I mean? It's like there's a cinematographer in the room.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. This is... It's like edited for the new wave of videos. You know, people got short attention span. It's like short attention span porn. They're moving through a lot of different
things. And then it
fades
to black and that's...
And then the coconut milk bottle comes up. And
sponsored.
Coconut oil. Yeah, so that was a... I'm not going to lie to you guys. It was pretty sexual.
It was very... interesting one.
It was pretty hot.
But it's annoying if he's filmed it to release and then it got leaked and he made no money.
But
it was an interesting move
because
he's quite successful. And it's like normally people who aren't having a bit of a dip usually go for the old
sex tape.
Yeah, it's
usually when your career is on its way down. You're like, I need to make that money fast.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, it's like, it's not going to do him any harm, is it, with that body and that cock?
Depends. He seems like he'd be quite a mainstream, like commercial.
True.
You know what I mean? Like he's getting fucking Disney, you know? I don't know if he does, but that's the vibe.
Yeah,
I
but
get.
Like lots of brand deals.
Yeah, like surfing.
Will he lose brand deals?
I reckon you would.
Yeah, but then you're like, wait a minute, Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, true.
Paris Hilton.
But that was actually
that's
late,
sexist then. That's sexist.
Maybe it was like an insurance policy, like film it while we're both hot and famous.
I
and
like
then,
that.
You know, 10 years from now when our careers
are that is smart.
Pop it out when we were hot, you know?
That's like smart. I like that. Back. It's like a time capsule. You bury it with
bury
the rest
it.
Of your classmates.
Yeah.
Dig it up later.
Do you think it's too late for me?
We said when you're young. When we said that,
you probably have a sex tape.
No.
It's all solo stuff. It's disgusting. it's coconut like oil heating up in a kettle, which is weird.
Yeah,
straight in the arsehole.
It's split screen stuff.
Just solo. Kettle in the arsehole. Solo.
That's the title of it. Yeah.
And then it's like straight up an ad for coconut oil. Like you just and they're like they do a cease and desist.
They sue me.
All right, this is the next story, and the title really is a strong one. Man named Adolf Hitler wins election in Namibia. Promises he's an okay guy. That's the title. As a child, I saw it as a totally normal name, said Adolf Hitler Unono. Unona.
Oh, Hitler's his middle name. That's okay.
Who was given the name by his father. What kind of father names? There, I'm going to assume black son, Adolf Hitler.
I think it was a good stitch up.
You're right.
I think it was a bit of a stitch up.
Not dad's playing jokes on their unborn children.
Or he owed a lot of money and then the like, we'll let you go. Like, yeah. We'll let you go if we can pick your son's name.
That's
well,
good.
It worked out well for him. I mean, is he being elected?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He must be a great candidate to still get through with that name.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, because I remember Obama had a bit of trouble because they're like, oh, it sounds like Osama. Yeah. We're not going to vote for Osama bin Laden. Whereas Adolf Hitler, they're like, nah, it can't be the real one.
I guess it makes you have to be an even better... It's like it's a character building. Like if you give your kid the worst name, they actually have to fight the whole time to be like, nah, I'm all right.
I feel it's like big Samoan dudes are overly nice because they're trying to like... I know I look scary, but I'm a really nice guy. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn. Similar?
Yeah, no.
Do you reckon his whole campaign was like,
Jews. Well,
no matter what I do, I'm not going to be the worst Adolf Hitler the world's ever seen. And everyone's like,
his campaign's like, more Jews.
Does he drink juice, though? because then heaps of people would
Well,
be
if he
like,
gets
oh.
offered it, what's he going to say?
He's got like
no Jews.
He's got a lisp, and he just always says Jews.
It's so stupid.
Adolf Hitler, that is.
It's something.
That is something.
All right. Let's just move on to the next stupid story I got.
These are great stories. You're doing very well.
Coin removed from man's nose after being stuck for more than 50 years.
I collect that.
You would.
Are there any bottles?
Does he have a bottle in his ass, perchance?
I'm looking for a Sprite bottle from 1993.
A man has finally had a coin removed from his nose after it stuck for more than half a century. The 59-year-old unnamed Russian man, please do not name me, was aged just 6 when he wedged the money into his right nostril. He was too scared to tell his strict mother about it and then later forgot. It's like, I can't tell mum.
Bro, this is making me feel ill.
Yeah, it's gross.
That'd be fucking big. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Just having that there the whole time. And forgetting. Like, how do you forget that?
Yeah, what's that lump on your face? Oh, I can't remember.
Who knows, you know? I had a wild 6 years.
I'll give you change for $1.
I guess.
Let me sneeze and give you a change for $1.
So he'll be there going, oh, this Coke's shit.
It tastes like rusty coins.
They take the coin out and all the Coke he's done over the years that got blocked just hits them all at once.
The coin's like perfectly clean and...
He's like, I'm changing my name to Adolf Hitler and running president.
That is fucking...
That's classic.
We had someone at our school who put a Tic Tac in his ear in assembly. That was just our classic one.
Ooh.
That's a bad move.
No, it was just funny. We all laughed.
That is funny. Mm. Con artists conjure up a fake genie to dupe doctor into buying a 72,000-pound Aladdin's lamp.
Love it.
So two men have been arrested after a doctor was conned out of $72,000 for an Aladdin's lamp.
No.
It was alleged that they conjured up a fake genie to trick their victim, Laik Khan, into handing over the cash in Uttar Pradesh, India.
Okay. If you're tricking an uneducated peasant into buying an Aladdin lamp, fine, get arrested. If this is a doctor, someone we trust to be smart enough to look after patients, and they get tricked into buying an Aladdin lamp, they're the ones that deserve to go to jail with their fucking lamp. The genie can free them.
I found this bottle at the bottom of the ocean. It is magic.
I hope it is a lamp. I hope it's a lamp.
Khan said one of the men pretended to be an occultist and made a jinn, a supernatural figure, appear from the lamp. How do you reckon they did that? Just, like a smoke bomb and then, I am a genie.
Oh, I'd love to see that video. Oh, that'd be so fun. Good.
The guy's like, oh, shit.
Maybe like the smoke bomb was like made of opium.
Oh, I like that.
Mm.
Yeah, I reckon that's not a con. I'm with you. That's fair game.
That's fair game. That's a that's like.
Do you reckon it was so just dumb. Yeah?
Things are worth what people are willing to pay.
Or it was just peer pressure as well.
Oh yeah, maybe it was a bit like buy the fucking thing or cut your dick off.
Oh my god, that's.
But the genie's saying that.
Yeah, the genie's saying that.
What's your wish? Buy the fucking Lambo, cut your dick.
Yeah. Any more?
Oh, there's heaps.
We'll just do one more.
One more.
It's good news this week, mate.
Yeah, we could
Did you ever watch the movie Witches when you were a kid? The Roald Dahl film? Where a bunch of witches are in like a convention and they turn the kids into rats. Do you remember that?
No.
It was terrifying when I was a kid, right? It had Rowan Atkinson was in it as like a worker at the hotel and stuff. But they're doing a remake of it with Anne Hathaway as the witch and shit. And it looks awesome. Cool. But that movie used to freak me out as a kid. That's why.
Yeah.
Was this a sponsored post?
Yeah. Head to breakfastshirts.com. Hide from witches in beautiful material.
Because it's like, is that a story?
Well, most people fucking know witches.
No, but was it a story in our thing?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was a story. Because you didn't click into a link and I'm looking at your thing and you're like, oh, fuck. I just sort of...
Well, he just got paid. It's like,
how did he just randomly think of the movie Witches?
It could have been a good conversation if you gave me anything back.
Sorry. Okay. Okay.
No, we're moving on.
Would you go on a date with a witch?
Yeah, I like that. Apparently they have square toes. That's what the first witches taught me.
And they float? Or no, they sink.
They take their wigs off and their noses get all big.
Oh.
It's terrifying.
No, but he's saying in France they used to throw them in the river and if they floated their witches. Oh.
Was that from Monty Python? I can't remember.
No, I think that's real.
That's real, yeah.
Square but toes. That isn't that a funny concept? Like, let's throw them in the water. If they float, they're witches. If they're not witches, they drown.
Yeah, if they die, then they're like, not a witch. Win-win. Yeah. Win-win.
Don't you reckon you just do them. It like... Oh, there'd be like an annoying girl in town. You'd be like, witch?
Yeah.
Blood witch.
She's like, this freak made out me with his eyes open. Like, oh, witch. How did she know? How did she know the witch?
And get her. All right. Let's leave on that low.
Yeah, we could do a song or we could just end up.
I can do a song.
All right, let's do a song.
The genie song?
Let's go from one of our quick hitters because I like this one and let's make it into a song. It's called, it says, do vampires get AIDS from sucking infected blood? And let me find a
supernatural spooky, thing.
What?
Keep talking, Frenchie.
Well, I'm thinking about it now. I'm giving everyone time to think. No, because everyone's going to be like, shut up, Frenchie. I need to think about this too. So AIDS. Well, probably they'll get HIV first and then it turns into AIDS, I believe.
Yeah. Does regular medication work on them? Does it develop into AIDS?
Here we go. I found a track.
Okay.
I think these are... That's so good.
Oh, la, la, la. I am a vampire walking the streets. I see some meat. A little man who looks thin. He's covered in legions. I'm going to bite him. This blood tastes quite strange. It's delightful. I feel weak. I think I'm dying. I have the urge to watch Philadelphia with Tom Hanks. I have AIDS. I'm an old man and I'm weak and I got AIDS. But I hate vampires. So I try and let them bite me. This old man looks gorgeous. I might have a bite. I hope I don't get HIV tonight. Sink in my fangs and the tip of my wang. No. Plot twist. He got the AIDS from the sex, not the blood.
If you bite someone, do they then become a vampire with AIDS too?
Is it like a vicious cycle of men biting men? We need to wear teeth condoms.
Wear your mouth guard when you bite the men at the orgy.
Now we drink blood and sometimes semen.
They're gay vampires now.
I'm a vampire doing circumcisions with my mouth.
I didn't always hate vampires. Thank you, choir. I didn't hate them. I was just a simple scuba diver collecting bottles. Then one day, they stole my bottles.
I'm gonna buy Frenchie and give him my AIDS. Living with AIDS forever. AIDS!
That was a strong end. Strong end to an AIDS vampire song. Sometimes we leave you just thinking, why do I listen to this podcast? But we thank you for being here.
What the fuck was that?
You should make every episode end with the song getting so whacked that people are just like, nah. I'm out. Yeah. Like, who can last the longest?
It's like people stay through ad reads, but nah, yeah. The song's not so much.
Is the worst
not
part so the ad much. Read? No, it's the...
Yeah, it's the AIDS vampire musicals.
Maybe you do the same song every week. Like, just...
Oh, one last housekeeping I just thought of.
Oh, Patreon Christmas party.
So Patreon
last
Christmas
chance to
party.
Sign up. Last sign chance to sign up.
It's going
to
be 19th of December.
In Sydney.
In Sydney.
Centre-ish.
Sign up. We don't... What do you think? Just a quick brainstorm, because I told the patrons we'd do this. We need... last year we dressed up as priests and they dress up as children.
We need a
do
theme.
Do we have like a theme?
We need a theme.
I got one.
Mm-hmm.
Birthday suits.
Okay.
No.
Nude.
No,
I think that's illegal. That's
what about vampires with AIDS?
Not bad.
It might be in the Darlinghurst region and there's a lot of AIDS around
was
there.
Was it Mark who came with his passport and his shots and stuff like that? That was sick.
I don't think we can go as R. Kelly though.
No, we do always like some podcast memes if you have any ideas for that. We will... Fuck, what can we do?
We got to think of it. So most people dress up in Christmas clothes. So maybe we could
that's
dress up...
That's not bad.
It's going to be warm, so...
Okay, so the we should go opposite.
Could we
Christmas.
All go like...
Easter bunnies.
It's not related to the podcast, but like bald heads.
What bald about heads?
Or like we all wear swimming caps just for reason.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like something we'll
yeah,
like
yeah.
that.
Like,
not,
like,
not exactly that.
It's not that hard to do, and you know,
yeah,
like if we get sick
bring,
of it, we can take
something
it.
Can bring, walk through the city, and then when we get in, we all just dress like kooks.
Yep. I like that.
So sort of swimming caps. Not yet. Not exactly, but maybe.
We all go as Ian Thorpe.
We all go as Ian Thorpe.
So okay. Like
I'm
quite
be Michael Klim.
Okay, so you're wearing a ball
clap.
Yep. Clap.
Yep.
What about everyone comes as Jesus?
That's a lot of... No. You're already
which
dressed
age,
like that?
Which age? Because he lived to 33.
Child Jesus.
Baby Jesus.
Everyone coming in a nappy.
Baby Jesus.
And a crib.
We're baby Jesus.
Everyone BYO crib.
What if everyone comes in a religious outfit? You could choose whatever. Or as a foreskin.
Yo.
A foreskin?
Not a foreskin. No.
Okay. What about as French? Just French?
French.
Just French people.
Why don't we just go priest again and then we get them to do swimming caps?
No, I'm not doing priests again. You just love wearing your priest costume.
I do.
All
it looks good in his priest outfit.
He really likes it.
I look good.
It disturbs me how much
I
he likes
good.
It.
I look good.
Let's just go swimming caps and goggles. Or no goggles. Goggles. So
no. We'll have final decision next week. We don't know yet.
So we don't just keep talking about the next half
scout
hour?
Outfits would be sick, but they're kind of hard to get.
Yes.
What if everyone comes as Xander? Like you got to dress...
He doesn't really dress iconically enough. Oh, yeah. I do like that. I do
like
that.
You
got to
help him with his style.
Or I've always wanted to do a camo party.
Oh, where we all wear camo.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of camo. I'm down for that.
I've got a lot of camo.
But then will we look like we're some kind of army and get shut down?
Yeah.
They want to be able to see us though. How can they shut us
true.
Down? Oh,
true. Yeah, camo could be fun.
Could
be
vibes. We'll decide definitely for next podcast, all our Patreons. If you're
send
a Patreon member and you're not in the Discord, get in it because that's where we announce all the details. DM Xander or Tom or the podcast. I don't know. Anything
or
any other? Yeah, or me. I don't check my DMs lately. Any other housekeeping?
I'll go on tour soon if people want to
come. Oh, Sam Kissajukian.
Where are you going, Sam?
What, do you have a website or something?
I go to Perth, the Fringe Festival. I do a show called Alcohol Is Good For You.
Ooh.
Perth listeners,
go see
Sam's show. Alcohol
He's very
is
funny.
Good for you. You get hammered on stage, don't you?
Every time they don't laugh, I drink a shot of vodka.
Are you serious?
So do not laugh at anything he says.
Vodka.
Give him like 10 shots, then go get him laughing.
I've never done a bad show that I can remember.
Stop. I reckon don't laugh early. like, even if it's funny, get 10 shots deep and then enjoy the show.
I'm too funny.
That'd be...
You can't stop it.
You can't stop the funny.
You can't stop it.
Stop the funny. Where can they get tickets or...
On the Fringe World website.
Gotcha.
Sam Kisajuki, and he's got an Instagram too, I believe, which he posts his details on that probably.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
All right, guys. Love you, Sam.
Miss you.
No, I love you, Sam.
I love you too. I love yous too.
Love you, Frenchie.
Yeah, cool. That's enough.